Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, everybody out there, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America, of course, as we broadcast on this Tuesday edition live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California this morning. And we're broadcasting, of course, from Studio E. That is the Moss Family Automotive Studio to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world via the internet. And of course, up on the GCN satellite. Now, as always, we want to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, and of course, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working out there right now on the Third Watch all across America, you're keeping America rolling along. We appreciate each and every one of you, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done, our FedEx, UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers, our suicide jockeys hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel wherever it needs to go so we can get where we need to go, and, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers listening to us right now, and our Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find Captain Matt on MeWe, on Truth Social, on Gab, Getter, and, of course, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget as well, the website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Once again, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And our temporary call-in line for listeners as we broadcast via the West Coast this morning, 949-629-3212. Kind of rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? 949-629-3212. And if you'd like to call in an opine, you can also send us a text message to that number as well. Well, holding faithfully on the line, our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning once again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. It absolutely is a good morning this morning. And are you ready to say the pledge? And we'll get down to business.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, as Captain Matt does every program. We emphasize those two words, under God, because America was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And once again, our good friend Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. And, Denise, you know, we were talking right before the top of the hour news about China and that its growing aggressiveness. This is what Kirby was talking about. But certainly China in and of itself, just the world situation, this is going to really factor in, I think, to the presidential election. Generally speaking, these kinds of foreign policy issues that are obvious hopefully would transcend party politics, but we've seen such a lack of leadership from the Democrat Party elite. Joe Biden, of course, all the stuff that we know about China, Hunter Biden, all that, that really throws a lot more in the mix for the GOP to work with during the election, don't you think?
China operates, again, without consequence. I mean, you know, the intellectual property theft, where's the consequence? Where's the punishment? The Belt and Road Initiative, the debt trapping that they're doing to various nations around the world, including Latin America and Africa. You know, nobody mentions really the Uyghurs anymore, what they did to Hong Kong. You know, hacking, the kind of covert spy police stations that they have, not only in the United States, but they also exist in Europe.
I'm glad you mentioned those. Yeah, yeah. Talk a little bit more about those, because people have heard about this, but maybe a lot who are listening right now haven't. I mean, this is like they're actually watching you in other countries if you come from China to make sure that you stay in line, right?
What they're really doing is they are going after Chinese dissidents. Any Chinese that have left the country and gone to other countries across the world, any kind of volume, they set up these clandestine police stations, if you will, spy stations, to extort Chinese dissidents on why they, you know, make sure that they're not spreading rumors or spreading really truth about all things Chinese Communist Party. And they,
right.
And they were operating here. And, you know, we tend to forget that under the Trump administration, Mike Pompeo and Trump closed two Chinese embassies in the United States because of what they were doing. But they're also buying up very key real estate here in the United States and in Canada, I might add. Where's the consequence to that? Who's stopping that except now governors? I mean, what China is doing is massive. It's just massive. Where is the consequence for the balloon? And by the way, where is the report coming out of Langley of what they found on that balloon?
That's a great question. You know, yeah, but I guess we're not supposed to ask it or something. We're not supposed to know. And maybe they think it'll just kind of, it'll fly away like a balloon. Yeah, exactly. Well, I tell you what, Denise Simon, hold the phone here just for a few moments. We're going to head out to break here in just a few moments. We do have a caller hang on the line. So, caller, I would ask if you would also hang on the line as we go to this short break. And when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We'll take a call and a question. And don't forget, folks, if you'd like to come out and meet the captain, he's going to be at Mission Barbecue in West Waters in Tampa from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Tuesday. Coming out and meet the captain at Mission Barbecue. Folks, stay right there. We're right back after this.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here on the Captain's America Third Watch, everybody, Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning. And we have so much to talk about on the program as we continue. Don't forget the call-in line, 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. We do have a caller holding on the line. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as well holding on the line. And we're going to get right back to business after we do a little bit of business right here. And that, of course, is to tell you that this part of the program and our conversation with Denise Simon is being brought to you by your friends over at Geico. That would be none other than Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. All you have to do is go over to their website, geico.com. That's geico.com. Take advantage of their price comparison. Put in the vehicle that you own, whether it's a car or truck or what have you. Find out what the comparison would be for the exact same type of coverage that you have right now. Additionally, if you have a motorcycle, if you have an RV or a boat, an ATV, you can bundle all that together with your car insurance, and you can start saving real money. We really believe you can save big money on all of this. So simply head on over to Geico.com, do the cost comparison. For example, if you bundle in your house, maybe you have an apartment or a condo, perhaps, you know, each thing's rated at a different rate. So when you bundle all that together, you can see what the price is going to be. Who knows? you might find out that you're going to save a lot of money. That's the name of the game. Go over to Geico.com. That's Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and do the cost comparison test today and save. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, you're with us on the line. Denise Simon is right there, I think. We're listening for Denise Simon. Hold the phone there, okay? We'll come back to Denise here in just a moment. I think we got it right there. Denise Simon, you're on the line with us.
Yay,
there you are. All right, very cool. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. You know, we also have Aaron, I believe, from Denver, listening on 710 KNUS. He's been patiently waiting on the line as well. I think he's got a question for you. Aaron, are you there? Do you have a question for Denise this morning?
Not really a question, really just a comment on what's going on with China.
Okay.
I mean, this goes back to the Korean War. This goes back to Nixon goes to China. This goes back to what happened in the Tiananmen Square massacre, which has just come up this week. That history. So I mean, the so-called civilized world has never held China accountable for their evil acts when it comes to humanity. You got the we still don't know what's going on with the Uyghurs. Just being brainwashed in these so-called concentration camps. So, I mean, until China is really held accountable, and of course you got these multinational corporations here in America and abroad want to make money with China, and that's the problem right there. China has gotten rich because of this insanity with these multinational corporations. So, until China is held accountable. Whether they floating balloons across America or getting close to American reconnaissance planes or blocking American Navy ships, one way or the other, China will be held accountable. Anyway, Professor Projects Denise.
All right. Thank you so much, Aaron. Listening in Denver, Colorado, KNUS 710. Always glad to hear from you. And Denise, yeah, I think what he was talking about echoed a lot of what you said. This idea of there's no consequence for the bad actions. And I guess when you take a look at what could happen with Taiwan, and there's some debate whether or not China would move against Taiwan in the very near term, but don't they look at all this? They say, hey, we can get away with virtually anything. What's Joe Biden going to do?
Joe Biden's not going to do anything. You know, this White House couldn't care less that we have seen about some kind of punishment over all things with the Wuhan virus. But furthermore, it's fentanyl. They haven't done anything. They didn't do anything to China when they were building and militarizing all the islands in the South China Sea. The list is vast. I mean, it's just huge. And, you know, I don't know that there's anybody over at, the CIA that's working the China desk. I don't know if there's anybody at, DNI. Or DIA that are working the China desk, that's what's scary. If you can go search pretty hard for, Washington Post or the New York Times or Associated Press and see what they have on China, and it's almost nothing. So, media is afraid too. But they're also afraid of Russia, and won't do anything. Now, there is a major dam in Ukraine on the Dnipro River that just blew up. Ukraine's not going to blow up their own dam. And it's flooded the area. There's had to be mass evacuations. Where's the consequence? You know, we have a Ukrainian military attaché that resides in our own Pentagon, and rightly so. And you can about imagine the discussions that are happening there, but where's our Department of Defense on all this? Do we have contractors on the ground in Ukraine that are, you know, helping out? I don't know. I would think so. But, you know, I would also say, you know, Biden canceled the China initiative, where we were virtually kind of going after espionage here in the United States that China is doing. And Biden canceled that. It was Trump that stood that one up.
Well, you know, isn't there a lot to do then, of course, with this perception about Joe Biden? We hear all about Hunter Biden and all the deals, the business deals, the trips to China, all that stuff. I mean, you know, if there's where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, the very fact they can get away with all this stuff, doesn't that beg the question, what do they have on Joe Biden, you know, in a nutshell?
I go back to elite capture, which I've told your audience about several times, and the entire Biden crime family is part of the elite capture. But you know that both Senator Grassley and Congressman Comer have finally been able to see the document. They've already seen it, but they finally got to see it again yesterday because Christopher Wray brought it over to the House. Well, as it turns out, this confidential human source that filed the 1023 is highly reliable. The FBI pays him for his information. And he also, the reason he's highly credible is because he spent 13 years as a special agent before he went to Human Source. So what he's essentially doing, I guess he was so good during his 13 years, is that the FBI is running him undercover. So he's uncovered something, obviously, in Ukraine, of which Jamie Raskin actually let out yesterday in a press briefing, and I don't think he was supposed to do that after he saw the document. But this deals with Ukraine. So Jamie Raskin's blowing it off, but Comer's not, and I'm glad that he's not, and he's still going to hold Christopher Wray in contempt as of Thursday because they won't release the document. They'll show it to you, but they won't release it.
Right. But again, this goes into the hopper for any kind of campaign. I mean, once this really does, you know, once this is really revealed, I mean, that could be one of the main topics that the GOP would be hammering on. And then, but watch, I mean, there may be just a lot of crickets from over at the Biden campaign. They'll try to just let it go away or hope it goes away.
Well, they've put it all on Ian Sams, who is one of the White House spokespeople out of the legal office of legal affairs over there at the White House. And of course, he's, you know, saying Comer's chasing nothing. So there you go.
Yeah, right. Well, but you're not chasing nothing. You've got a lot going on there, Denise, with this information, and people need to hear it, and we appreciate it. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Absolutely. And we'll talk to you next time. Take care.
Happy Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Tuesday. That's right. Folks, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. When we come back, there's much more. Don't forget, 949-629-3212. That's the number. Talk to you in a minute. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Wall Street's closing lower to start this week. Stocks pulled back from the 2023 highs, with the S&P 500 slipping from its highest level in 9 months. Apple shares gave up earlier gains when the stock hit an all-time high after the iPhone maker unveiled its highly anticipated virtual headset. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 199 points, while the Nasdaq gave up 11 points. More reason why it's a good time to be an Apple stockholder.
The company unveiled updates and new products at its annual Worldwide Developers Conference. Throughout Monday's session, Apple's shares surged by 1.5% on Wall Street. Year to date, the company's stock has risen over 39%. The new VR headset will provide a combination of virtual and augmented reality, superimposing virtual images onto live real-world video. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
That's right, lock it in and join the Captain's Army. Folks, we are going across your radio dial here in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Don't forget the call-in number, 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. If you'd like to call in and opine, you can also send us a text message to that very same number if you'd like to make your comment in that manner. Also, don't forget, Captain Matt Bruce has asked me to let you know that he's going to be at Mission Barbecue over in West Waters there in Tampa, and that's going to be on Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Come on out, have lunch with the captain, and you won't regret that, because you're going to meet a lot of great people, you're going to get a lot of great food, and of course you'll be meeting the captain. He's starting to get out and about here, and that is really, really something. Everybody's happy about that, and we hope to see him back here live on the Wednesday morning program with having him right back behind the microphone. So definitely head on out to Mission Barbecue, have lunch with the captain and all of the gang, and I think you'll have a great time if you've never been there before. All right. When I was in Tampa, I got to go to Mission Barbecue, and the food was great, the conversation, met a lot of great people, and met some people that had heard me on the Captain's America, and it was really my great pleasure to finally shake some hands and put some faces to voices and faces to names and so forth. So really had a great time. And next time I'm in Tampa, you're going to find me as well over at Mission Barbecue to saying hi to everybody. So thank you once again, especially to everybody who was so nice to me when I was there in Tampa doing the program from the station there. All right, so let's get right back to it, shall we? First off, I want to tell you that the National Aviation Academy is sponsoring this portion of the program. They're in Clearwater, Florida. They're also in Concord, Massachusetts. We had a great conversation last week with Bo Browning from National Aviation Academy. And, you know, the aircraft technician is in great demand these days. And I, for one, I've always loved airplanes. I would love to find out more of really what makes them go, what makes them tick. And if you have that kind of affinity for aircraft, if you've always been curious about maybe becoming an aircraft mechanic, definitely check out the National Aviation Academy, because they can take you from a total beginner all the way to getting you to be out in industry. So you definitely want to check them out, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And by the way, if you want to call them, if you're in Clearwater, you can call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. If you're up in Concord, Massachusetts, you can dial them up at 800-292-3228. That's 800-292-3228. Again, that's the National Aviation Academy. Visit naa.edu. Be the force. Be the fix. Become the future of aviation maintenance at the National Aviation Academy. Visit naa.edu. All right. Well, you know, here in California, my state here in California, it seems like things go from bad to worse. I mean, we're not just talking about what's happening in San Francisco, not just talking about what's happening in Oakland, because Oakland had a big brouhaha the other day of residents saying, no, we can't take this anymore. You know, it's the crime wave, the waves, maybe I should say crime waves, is really what it is. And the lack of prosecution, the lack of law enforcement, even in San Francisco, Mayor London Breed is trying to bring back police, I guess. But it's too little too late. You already got big heavy hitters in the retail industry. They're pulling out of San Francisco. They're done. They can't take it anymore. You have to, even other retailers, they have to put stuff behind plexiglass. The cost of doing business is just that, the cost of doing business. And when it becomes over, you know, you're not making any money. In fact, you're losing money, or you're just having to constantly spend, well, you're not going to stay around very long, are you? You're going to find a better place to go. That's just the way the market works. But when you have policies that are, you know, for lack of a better understanding of this or better terminology, you'd have to say, well, these policies are designed to elicit this result. I don't really buy that it's all just a bunch of altruism and we're trying to fix everything. How do you fix everything? By actually not enforcing the law, by not prosecuting those who are actually caught violating the law or doing other, you know, doing crimes. How is it that you actually fix anything? You're not fixing anything. You're actually making it worse. That much is obvious. And unfortunately, we're supposed to, I guess, I don't know, just tell ourselves, don't believe what you see. That's really the message from the left so many times. Just, no, don't believe what you see. No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, because if you get, you know, riled up about this at all, well, you've got to be some kind of a racist, or you've got to be some kind of a such and such, whatever the term they might want to use. And that's only there to shut you up so that you can't ask a question. You can't say, well, why are we, you know, doing this? And, well, then of course you don't want to be vilified. You don't want to be canceled. You don't want to be all those things. When all you're doing is asking the question to say, I don't know, seems like if you had police around, you wouldn't have so much crime. But anyway, that's just my opinion. But speaking of California, this is what I was going to get at here. Allstate now is joining State Farm. These are big, heavy-hitting insurance companies. Allstate joins State Farm and no longer offering new home insurance policies in California over what they call climate risks. Allstate is one of the largest U.S. companies. This from Business Insider, by the way. Allstate, one of the largest U.S. insurance companies, has joined State Farm in no longer accepting new applications for homeowners insurance in California, citing catastrophic events like natural disasters and higher construction costs. Allstate quietly stopped issuing new policies in California months ago, but didn't announce the decision until Friday.
The cost to insure a new home and new home customers in California is far higher than the price they would pay for policies due to wildfires, higher cost and for repairing homes, and higher reinsurance premiums. This from Allstate. Allstate cited other factors in pausing new policies in California, including state regulations and inflation. Inflation? Well, that's really? I thought it was all fine. It really wasn't a big problem anymore, and the Fed's got it under control. They keep raising interest rates. They're causing pain out there. It's all happening, and it's no big deal, but it is a big deal. State Farm, the largest auto and home insurance provider in the U.S., stopped accepting the applications of all business and personal lines of property and casualty insurance on May 27th, according to an announcement. And yes, that's right. I do have contact with a State Farm agent who has told me that the policies have dried up, that the business dries up. So if you're a small office you're writing all these policies before, well, you're just sort of out of luck at this point. So you will see a real effect going on with the insurance agents and so forth. It's a very, very sad thing. That is for sure. This is another thing that's going to start driving a lot of people out of California. That's one of the reasons I wanted to bring this up. This kind of thing is going to start doing that. And of course, you get into wildfire season. My own homeowners insurance carrier, they've issued some different clarifications about what it is that they will insure and what it is that they will do in terms of rebuilding or replacing and things like that. They are all absolutely nervous as you know what about any other further disasters, the rains, the floods, the fires, all those things. And by the way, in my area, I get to one of the areas I get to drive through to get to the different places I need to go. It has some pretty wide open spaces. And right now, it's kind of all green. It's kind of all green because we had all that rain. But give it another few weeks here as the temperatures start to change. It's all going to turn brown, and the tall weeds and the grass and all that is all there from all those rains. And that's the fuel, just like you see on the news when California starts getting their the firestorms and so forth with the Santa Ana winds. It all starts up, and it can be pretty bad. We've seen some pretty desperate times over the years where we are here in Southern California. And folks, of course, don't forget the call-in number is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. And we got a caller that's hanging on the line right now, just called in. But hold the line, caller, because we're going out to break. When we come back, we'll hear what you have to say right here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, oh, what a night. No, what a morning, of course, here as we go through the overnight hours here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course. And if you'd like to go out to lunch with the captain, you can do that today here on Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mission Barbecue there in West Waters in Tampa. If you want to come out and meet the captain, meet a lot of other great people, have some great food as well. And in just a moment, we're going to be hearing from Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. But before we do that, I need to tell you that this portion of our program is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That would include Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. You know, Moss Acura and Moss Nissan are side-by-side up there on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Then they've got the all-new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville, and that's on State Route 50 right near the Suncoast Parkway. And they're flagship location located 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. That's 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. MossNissan.com, MossAcura.com. Check them out. It's Moss is spelled, of course, M-A-U-S. MossNissan.com and MossAcura.com. All right, folks, once again, Chris Markowski joining us here on the telephone from, although he is the watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, doing great, doing real good. You know, one of the things that we saw here over the last couple of days, because over the weekend the president signed the debt ceiling bill, basically, Wall Street seems to have reacted pretty favorably to it. Is that going to be short lived, or is some other shoe going to drop here as we go through this week?
Well, I I don't think Wall Street really reacted much to it at all, quite frankly. I think it was kind of baked into the cards because we've watched this movie before. So, you know, it's like King Kong. The monkey dies in the end, no matter how many times you make the movie. you have a debt ceiling deal, and they eventually come to some sort of agreement at the end. And I think, you know, traders in Wall Street kind of assume that. I think that the media tried to hype it up. Yeah, they got to come up with things to talk about. And, you know, obviously this is great conflict, whatnot. But Wall Street, I don't think, bared it really no mind. I think Wall Street's looking at other things, looking at the overall economy, they're looking at earnings. They look at the jobs report on Friday where they want to call it almost like somebody want to call it a Goldilocks report where you had more jobs created, yet the, unemployment, rate went up. And, you know, there's all of these various different things that Wall Street looks at. But again, you know, it comes down to where are we going to be down the road. It's probably, you know, Wall Street's all about looking into the future and what's going to be happening in, you know, 2024, quite frankly, we're starting to look at right now. And I think many people feel that the economy may start bouncing back to some degree. Inflation is an issue. What the Fed is going to do next, whether or not they're going to pause here in June, maybe come back and raise rates again in July. The inflation has really taken hold and it's going to be difficult for them to drive down. I don't believe that there's much that they can do about it. But yeah, those are the issues that are affecting the market.
Well, you know, too, of course, you mentioned inflation. That's got to be wearing on people. And but the idea, too, of course, is when we look at the real estate market and we look at maybe especially commercial real estate, there's got to be a problem now with a glut. I would think that there would be a glut of office space, and you got these building owners looking at their buildings and saying, well, not a whole lot of people want to occupy them, you know, 100%. They're going to be in a pickle, especially when it comes to trying to refinance those buildings or just actually, you know, pay their loans, especially if their loan to value ratios change because the interest rates went up.
Right. That's business, you know, and that's the real estate. You know, the real estate guys, okay, you want to over-lever yourself and play the game of interest rates and, you know, look to get ultra-low rates and have to refinance them later down the road and you can't do it, well, you know, c'est la vie. I mean, that's on you. And, yeah, many banks who were out there issuing these things are going to end up owning a lot of real estate. I mean, you've already got major buildings where the landlords are just turning the keys in. And, you know, the way the real estate game works and how it's structured and how these massive real estate players, can, in essence, you know, just stop paying, and just throw the, you know, give the keys back to the bank is, you know, it's kind of interesting in of itself. Whereas, you know, other, you know, defaults, on other things are played a little bit differently. But yeah, it's going to have some major issues with especially regional banks that finance, many of these things. I mean, if you couldn't see the writing on the wall, this coming for years. I mean, obviously, you know, COVID put this on steroids, but I'm sorry, I find it hard to believe that we're going to get back to a point in time where you're going to be getting as many people in the office 5 days a week because, you know, they figured out that you don't have to. And, you know, many people are going to be like, gee whiz, you know, I want to watch my kids play ball in the afternoon and my commute doesn't allow me to do that. I want to, you know, work from home that day. And this is what workers are going to demand. Everything is going to change. And that you take a look at what it does to the underlying community in of itself, where you've got dry cleaners that are in the area, restaurants and whatnot, lunch places that normally have a certain amount of people that don't have them. It definitely depresses the value of real estate in those areas. What you need to do is, again, you need to rethink, you know, real estate. Many of these buildings need to be torn down. It's not worth it to convert them to residential. You're going to have to tear them down. That's going to be a part of it. You're seeing actually some interesting things happening with malls that were built back in the 1980s, turning them into residential, like mixed use. And that's what needs to be done. That's the reality of the terrain. That's where we're heading in. And you know, I'm sorry, you get a lot of commercial real estate people, oh yeah, it's going to come back. I don't see it coming back.
I think you're right. In fact, I think Amazon was just some Amazon workers were just recently protesting about having to be in the office so many days per week, just like you're saying, because they've found out that they can accomplish a lot of what they need to do. And especially with some of the younger.
In that case, you're bringing up a great point there. But you know what? If I was people over at Amazon, I said, I want you there 5 days a week and I don't want to do it. Well, okay. You know, go find yourself another job.
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah, exactly.
It's up to the boss. And the boss that thinks that you can be as productive at home, you know, and every business is going to be different. Elon Musk wants everybody back in the office. I mean, it's up to the individual business and what they're going to demand. And also based upon the labor market. You know, Amazon must feel that these workers must be pretty important because one of my workers said, hey, I don't feel like coming anymore. I'm not going to follow the rules. You're fired.
Right.
Okay. Fine. You know, all right. That's okay. You don't have to come in. You know, nice knowing you. You know, thanks for everything you did. There's a door. You know, that's the thing that I didn't seem to understand. You know, you got workers demanding where they're going to work, how many hours, where they're going to do it. That's silly. But I think that certain businesses out there, I think that they're able to do that. Obviously, you've got the training factor that's involved with younger workers and whatnot. I think they have to most certainly be in to learn their craft and trade. But, the workers mature throughout, being at a company for a certain period of time, I think they're going to want to stay home.
I think you're right about that. And just in the time we have left here, you know, we see a lot of these. I just saw earlier Target has lost. I think the number was something like $13 billion in market cap. Bud Light has lost billions in market cap. You know, when is this going to end? When are the boardrooms going to say, we have to, like, totally reevaluate who's putting out advertising and how our companies are being run? Because don't you think the shareholders are going to have something to say eventually, you know, not just about social issues, but about, you know, you're tanking everything about our company. I mean, when's it going to end?
I don't know. Most of these people that work on these boards, quite frankly, they're cowards. They are. They're afraid of being. I mean, there's still that cancel culture that's out there. They're afraid to say something. They're afraid of not to be invited to the next art gala opening or societal dinner, whatever it may be, if they say the wrong thing. You know, like I said, you got a lot of cowards that are out there. Again, you know, Target without a doubt is going to end up being hit with, shareholder losses. Without a doubt. You're going to start seeing that happen. I mean, again, you know, all of these companies, I mean, you're pushing the envelope in certain things here. And again, you gotta kind of judge, you know, you gotta act in the best interest. A CEO has a fiduciary duty to the shareholders. Okay. Their job is to increase shareholder value.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you are the most, you know, pro pride going CEO, you have a fiduciary duty to your shareholders. For example, Tim Cook at Apple, he's gay, okay? But he's increasing value for his shareholders. You start pushing certain agendas which are damaging to your customers, again, you're not doing your job as CEO.
Well, you're right about that. I appreciate what you're saying so much, Chris. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. We'll talk to you again next time, sir. Take care.
You've got to have a good one.
You too. Thanks a lot. All right, folks, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. We'll be back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.